Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Michael Springman. He's written the new book, Visas for Al-Qaeda, CIA's handouts that rock the world. He was the head of the visa section of the main U.S.-Saudi Arabian embassy and was ordered basically to let, and was later told by his associates after he left that they were ordered to basically let the jihadis into the country, Muhammad Atta and others. He was on with us back in 2001, 2002. And he's going to be joining us again today, coming up in the next segment. You know, I just love the denial out there. I'm reading comments on Infowars.com. Aerial footage, reporters investigate ISIS bases in Mexico. While flying in Cessna, reporters uncover strange events on the U.S.-Mexico border. Yeah, white truck, like eight guys in black marching. It looks like a mosque, just really weird stuff. This is one of the most dangerous areas, not one of the most, probably the most dangerous area in Mexico with mass graves everywhere. I mean, this is joke level beyond Mordor. I mean, in Mordor, in the fictitious Mordor, there weren't piles of skulls everywhere. You know, in huge mass graves. That's where Joe's going. And he's lived down there when he was in the Army at Joint Task Force 6, Fort Bliss. So he's got a plan, or I wouldn't even let him do it. But to try to talk him out of it, but he said, well, I won't go if you don't want me to, but I've got a plan. I said, a pretty good plan, so go ahead. But you don't see mainline reporters down there for a good reason. And then there's commenters on the video, like children going, better be proof by tonight or you're in trouble. We're reporting on what Southcom, general warns of ISIS fighters entering U.S. through Caribbean, Latin America, Mexico. Newsweek headline. We're reporting on the FBI saying ISIS is in all 50 states. We are reporting on what Judicial Watch says, that they have intel that there's an ISIS base. That's why we're down there. I know everybody wants to try to discredit us. Go ahead and hold your breath. Fortune favors the bold. Our fortune is liberty in our time. We're down there investigating whether this is true or not, and all the evidence points towards it is going on. Who knows, though, out of all these facilities and houses, if we can find it. But I just love how people sitting there at their keyboards are talking about our reporters down there putting their lives on the line. Then there's another comment. Yeah, he better show proof Obama's mother was in les porn. I had a best-selling documentary filmmaker on. I sell the video, Dreams of My Real Father, Frank Marshall Davis, who Obama lived with, who looks just like him, with the same photos of Obama in his living room, with the same photos of a woman looks identically like his mother, with Frank Marshall Davis doing lesbian porn. That's the proof, is the film, jackass. And you don't make me mad because you're discrediting us. The show's exploding. You make me mad because I know you're trolls. And I'm so sick, I almost feel weak, not always being the one on the front lines. But I've been to Bohemian Grove. I've been to the military bases. I've been to Mexico. I've covered it. I've done it all over the place. Joe likes to go out and do it. Good. I'm glad he's got courage and goes and does it. But I kind of feel pathetic not being down there myself. And then I can't imagine how pathetic you feel sitting there at your keyboard instead of trying to edify people or spread the word and warn people about what's happening. You're there going, oh, yeah, Jones is making it up that there's any ISIS down there. ISIS has taken over areas of Tunisia, Libya, Syria, Iraq, and a whole bunch of other countries. They're recruiting and being allowed to get young people recruited from Australia to England to the U.S., and they've been threatening us on Facebook and Twitter, very serious groups. They're threatening other reporters, too. This is a real situation. Obama, out of Egypt and out of Kenya, got caught. People have been convicted in Egypt funding the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda to overthrow the country. Anderson Cooper supported the jihadis taking over when they were burning people and killing them and throwing them off roofs and crucifying them. Our government backs Saudi Arabian-backed Wahhabist Sunni jihadis. You understand that? And they're allowing them to infiltrate the U.S. to pull off giant attacks. And the next guest is going to break down how this happened in 2001. Stay with us.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, vindication is the word. We've seen one of the heads of the 9/11 Commission, Senator Graham, come out and said that he's seen the 28 pages and that it shows that Saudi Arabia was quarterbacking much of the 9/11 attacks, where 15 of the 19 hijackers reportedly came from. And we've had five of the other members, so that's six of the 10, come out and say the same thing. I've had Congressman Walter Jones on recently, who's seen the 28 pages. And it doesn't just show that Saudi Arabia was involved, but there was a ordered stand down through the entire system. And now we have the New York Post, who would attack 9/11 truthers, with the headline yesterday, how the FBI is whitewashing the Saudi connection to 9/11, and then goes back to it. See, they always frame 9/11 truth as that you're saying, like Wile E. Coyote, they actually said this. This is a talking point they used, that the Bushes used, but then Chris Matthews of Hardball used, that I quote, Alex Jones quote, believes. This is a quote, a talking point. It's been in newspapers that, like Wile E. Coyote, George W. Bush had a detonator plunger and blew up the World Trade Centers. No, I never said that. I said criminal elements working at the international level had drills that day, ordered a stand down, and then you extrapolate out to the Al-Qaeda being allowed into the country, the CIA threatening the visa section to let them in, saying they really work for us. Colonel Stephen Butler at the Defense Language School saying some of these guys trained at my base. You add all that together, we know we're being lied to. So we're simply saying the official story isn't true, and that's been proven. And because we don't know exactly what happened, then you can debate all day like a whodunit, like Clue. That's how you figure out an investigation what really happened. And I'll ask Michael Springman, J. Michael Springman, his view. He has a new book out that I just started reading, and I even learned something from it, and I've studied this in depth. Visas for Al-Qaeda, CIA handouts that rock the world, an insider's view. And the book is now available. He's a former U.S. diplomat, exposes the leadership and policies that spawned a deadly international conflict and killed over a million Iraqis. Springman holds degrees from American University, Georgetown University, and Catholic University of America. He currently practices law in Washington, D.C. Again, Springman serves the U.S. State Department government as a diplomat, State Department's Foreign Service, with postings in Germany, India, Saudi Arabia, and also worked at the U.S. Commerce Department. He left federal services and currently practices law in the Washington, D.C. area. MichaelSpringman.com. MichaelSpringman.com. We'll tweet out his book and website right now, please. At Real Alex Jones, please retweet that. Talk about courage. He blew it wide open in a few Canadian, British, and U.S. papers and German papers, but it was shut down everywhere else. We got him on the air going back 14 years ago. The 15th anniversary is coming up, and he was one of the key people to expose what happened. And tie that in today with Judicial Watch, who covered what he said back then. FBI holds special meeting in Juarez to address ISIS. DHS not invited. Here's another headline. General warns the head of Southcom of ISIS fighters entering the U.S. through Caribbean. He says they get into the Caribbean, then get in through Mexico. That's Newsweek. So understand, what happened on 9/11 is replaying again. And good FBI tried to expose the people training not to land the planes or take off in Minneapolis and in Phoenix and in Dallas and got made to stand down. So this is going on. The government's not our enemy. Criminal elements within it that are exploiting this to launch wars and take our liberties are, in my view. Now, I'm done with that preface. Mr. Springman, great to have you back after many years. I think you were on about 6 years ago and then 14 years ago. But God bless you for your incredible courage and for continuing to stand up and writing this book. I know you're a successful lawyer in your own right. Don't need to, you know, write a book. But I'm glad you've written this testament as a witness to what you saw. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, thank you for having me on the program. I'm delighted to be able to speak to your audience and to do my best to answer any questions you might have.
Well, let's do this. Let's let you quarterback it at first. Take us back to 9/11, walk us through the book, and then give us your take on what you think is currently happening. Because, boy, isn't it pertinent today how our government funded the Free Syrian Army that was really Al-Qaeda, now they're ISIS. And now we were told Al-Qaeda and Muslim extremists were defeated. Now it's a bigger threat than ever, three wars later.
Yeah, it's basically changing their brand names. When I was in Jeddah, and oh, that's more than 20 years ago now, I was being pressured to issue visas to people that had no ties to either Saudi Arabia or to their own country. They couldn't explain why they were going to America, and I was being ordered by Jay Frères, the consul general, who some suspected working for the Central Intelligence Agency, and other people with the consulate, to issue these visas. Never gave me an explanation why. If they had, conceivably, I would have been dumb enough to issue the visas that they wanted on the basis of, well, I work for the federal government, you work for the federal government, this is a federal government interest, I'll do it. But no, they couldn't do that. So after I was out of the Foreign Service and back in D.C., we had September 11th. And Joe Trenton, the journalist, who tipped me off to what they were really doing, recruiting the Mujahideen to fight the Soviets in Afghanistan, to go to the federal government, to go to the Department of Justice and the FBI and say, this is what was really going on. This is where you guys ought to look. And I was passed from office to office to office. And finally, the Washington field office for the FBI said, oh, we'll call you back. Well, that was 14 years ago. Since then, I've been speaking out on this. I've been writing about this. And aside from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, Rye, RT, and German journalists, I've been ignored by the American press, the mainstream media, the fawning corporate media, as Ray McGovern calls it.
Well, they certainly are fawning. And if you just joined us, Visas for Al-Qaeda, CIA handouts that rock the world, J. Michael Springman. Let's go back and look at this, because do you feel vindicated now before we walk through it that you do have the head of the 9/11 Commission coming out saying they basically covered up, stood down for Saudi Arabia? I mean, that's complicity right there. And it's now even in the New York Post that demonized anyone, including firefighters and police, that questioned 9/11.
Well, it makes them feel a bit better, but then you've got to look at the fact that they've kept a lid on this for 20 years or more now. They've ruined people's lives. They've mocked them in print and so forth. So it's better, but the wheels still haven't come off the wagon, and nobody's in jail and nobody's been executed.
Well, I want to give you the floor right now. As best you can tell, break down exactly what happened with the hijackers, what your colleagues tried to do, what you reported on and exposed, and then all these years later, what do you think really happened on 9/11?
Okay. Well, going back to me in Jeddah, I had gotten this strange conversation with then-American Ambassador Walter Cutler, who was in town for consultations with State Department officials. And one of the people from the Saudi desk, the people who follow what's going on in a given country, called me and said, Cutler's in town. Do you want to say hello to him? And I said, yeah, sure. I figured it'd be a five-minute hello and goodbye session. And he spends 45 minutes talking to me about all the problems that my predecessor, Greta Holtz, had created for the embassy in Riyadh. She was refusing visas, so he said, to the servants of rich Saudi women, their seamstresses, hairdressers, and all these other factotums, and they just couldn't travel without them. And I thought, he's telling me something, but I have absolutely no idea what he's telling me. So when this was over, I talked to the desk officer, and I said, what was that all about? He said, I have no idea. Cutler was just a queer duck. Well, I get off to Jeddah. Get all this. I'm welcome with open arms. People tell me you're such an improvement over Greta Holtz. She was such a bitch. She was a troublemaker. Nobody could get along with her, and so forth. Well, after a bit, I started getting pressure on issuing visas to people who weren't qualified. One guy, or actually two Pakistanis, I think, were going to a trade show, and they couldn't name the trade show in the United States and couldn't tell me what city it was located in. But Paul Arvid Tveit, TVEIT, a case officer, according to namebase.org, who was working undercover at the commercial section, called me and demanded visas for these guys. And I said, no, they haven't proved that they have any compelling reason to come back either to Saudi Arabia or their own country. So then he calls Justice, given name Stevens, the head of the consular section, and got these guys their visas. And this pretty much went on for the 18 months or so that I was in Jeddah. Nobody could explain this. And the odd thing was, Eric Quackenbush, the Quackenbush, the head of the CIA base at the consulate, he came to me and said, Mike, we've got this Iranian agent. We want him in Washington for consultations. We really need to have him there. Can you issue him a visa? Wink, wink. Well, the guy had a clean passport. He had previous visas to go to the United States in it. He was working at, or running, in fact, the family had a Oriental rug shop in the town, and he was going to visit clients. He had their names there on a sheet of paper on company letterhead. He talked about what he was going to do there. He answered all my questions, and I issued him a visa. And I said, good God, send me more people like him. And I still to this day don't know why Quackenbush tipped me the wink about this guy, but said not a word about all these other people who were really sleazy characters that the agency was sending to the U.S. for training to send on to Afghanistan to the war against the Soviets.
So that's why you say this went on 20 years, because this was happening even before 9/11. Now, fast forward from my memory, you end up leaving, but then you've talked to colleagues and find out they were told the same thing with Muhammad Atta and others. Walk us through that.
Okay, well, once I was out, I heard from Joe Trento, the journalist who follows national security issues, that the real reason they wanted visas for these guys was to send them to Afghanistan. They were creating the Mujahideen. And I said, that's why they got so mad when I refused the visas. And I started researching. I started writing letters. I sent letters to everybody involved, including Joseph P. O'Neill, the so-called inspector who came out and really wanted me to tell him what was going on in Jeddah. And he said, I'll protect you. And he didn't. He passed the word to the State Department and the CIA, of whom I think he was a member, to get rid of me. And I had nothing but trouble after that. Once I was out of state, and after I talked to Trento, I had written an article about this, published in Covert Action Quarterly, The Hand That Rules the Visa Machine Rocks the World. This got me a few interviews. And I tried after that to learn exactly why I had been thrown out of state. I filed a Freedom of Information Act request and a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit around, maybe 1991, 1992, thereabouts, and got nowhere. As time went by, I sent letters to everybody else I had been involved with, Frayers and Henry Encher and Karen Sasahara, his successor as political officer, saying what was really going on in Jeddah. You know, time is going by, you can tell me. Dead silence. So then I filed a Freedom of Information Act request and ultimately another lawsuit, I guess about 3 years ago now, asking what I should have asked for the first time around. All of the visas that had been overruled by Frayers and Justice Stevens. And when I was in Jeddah, the filing cabinets were bulging with old visa applications that nobody had shredded. They were 5, 10, 15 years old. And my staff said to me, look, Mike, if we shred these things like we're supposed to do every year, we're never going to deal with the 100 to 200 visa applicants a day we're getting, and we got a choice. You want us to shred documents, or you want us to work on these visa applications? So I said, do the visas. And the lawsuit again was dismissed by Reggie Walton, a Bush appointee, a guy who was put onto the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, the secret court. And he first demanded the names of all 45,000 visa applicants a year I was dealing with. And I said, that's impossible. And the state said, well, we shred these documents every year. And I said, that's impossible, and gave them an affidavit about the bulging, overflowing file cabinets. And he simply dismissed the case. And I said, well, I want to know who shredded these documents. What was their names? What was their rank? When it was done? Don't you people keep records? There's a guy in the British government, Nick Pope, who had written about freedom of information and national security. And he had mentioned that, well, you know, in a big organization, papers go missing, files get misplaced, and so forth. But if you're dealing with government, if you're dealing with national security issues, if you're dealing with major topics like visa applications, these don't go missing. And if they do, there's a very questionable reason for why, and we need to investigate something like this. Well, that prompted me to start writing the book. And in the course of doing the research, I found out that basically, as I began to suspect, the people who were sent to Afghanistan also were sent to Yugoslavia. I found through John Schindler's book, Unholy Terror, that these were some of the guys that had been trained in Afghanistan and fought in Bosnia and were involved with the planning or the execution of September 11th.
Now let's stop right there. This is so huge. The KLA out of Albania involved taking over areas from Serbia. Serbia fights back. They're called terrorists on the news. NATO bombs them. I'm not saying the Serbs are perfect. The point is that, again, using them as a secret army and then meanwhile using the drug money, from what I've read, to launch the next operation.
That's exactly right. The guys got NATO intelligence. The guys got NATO training. The guys got money to and drugs to sell back and forth to finance their operations, just like they did with Iran-Contra, in Michelle Chasadovsky's website, there are a number of articles, Global Research Canada, that talk about using drug money to fund the war in Yugoslavia and to destroy the country.
I want to go back to 9/11, and again, if you just joined us, visas for al-Qaeda, the former head of the Jeddah Saudi Arabian U.S. Embassy visa section, who saw them letting terrorists fly around before, and then after talked to people involved, and he's going to get to that in a moment, and basically said, hey, you know, let these people in. They're not really terrorists. They work for us. I wanted to get back to that in a moment, but to know that they are using al-Qaeda-type groups as secret armies against the Serbs, against our basic liberties, using that threat to take our freedoms against Syria, Libya, Iraq, I mean, all over the world, this is getting so obvious. What do you make now of the reports by Southcom that ISIS is coming into the Caribbean and Mexico and into the U.S.? Is that just hype to get more government funding, or are they covering their butt?
I don't know for sure. The first I heard of it, actually, was when you mentioned this on your show just a few minutes ago. I'm inclined to think this is more like George Bush and these other people saying, well, if we don't stop Iran and Ronald Reagan, if we don't stop the Contras in Nicaragua, we're going to have to stop them in Harlingen, Texas. I would suspect that this is basically hype and beating the drums for more security, more removal of personal liberty, and to pump more money into these organizations in the Middle East
sure.
to destroy the rest of the region. There's still a few people left there who are fighting back. They're doing it in Yemen. Bashar al-Assad, he may not be the world's best president, but...
he didn't start the war, and he's certainly better than al-Qaeda, and I won't be able to speak to that. I agreed until about 6 months ago with your view that it's just more hype to get more FBI funding and more Homeland Security funding. The issue is, though, I see them allowing ISIS to recruit, 18, 25-year-olds all over the world, from the U.S., Canada, Europe, England, to Australia, to fly there to fight. It is a proxy army, and I see it being promoted domestically as kind of trendy. And then I ask, are they going to allow ISIS to attack to even take more liberties? It's just getting really, really suspicious.
Yeah, it's conceivable. I mean, when they were recruiting for Afghanistan, there were 52 recruiting offices in the United States for the Mujahideen. They were rounding up Arab Americans to either fund the operation or to be recruited and trained to go and fight in Afghanistan. I was thunderstruck at that. I hadn't heard about that at all, but it was in Peter Bergen's book, The Osama Bin Laden I Know.
That's right, and that's now admitted. And, of course, Reagan didn't, I don't want to blame Reagan, he didn't know at the time either, but obviously he had all those meetings, the White House, with the Taliban leaders, and, I mean, ridiculous film footage, but it you know, that happened.
Yeah.
Wow. I want to get into the book in the next segment. I skipped a break. We got a few minutes left here. Give us the meat for new audiences that just tuned in of, because it's so groundbreaking what you were able to discover in talking to your colleagues that were still in the State Department about how many of the hijackers were actually given visas to come into the United States, even though they were on a terrorist list, and what story was given to force the embassy to do that?
Well, as I discovered in researching the book, 15 of the 19 hijackers, according to the Los Angeles Times years ago, got their visas from Jeddah. And I thought I had raised enough hell with my Freedom of Information Act lawsuits and letters and speaking out that they would stop this stuff. But I learned in doing the research that this Shayna Steinger, S-T-E-I-N-G-E-R, she was hired for my position in Jeddah to issue visas straight out of Columbia University at FSO for a very high rank for someone with no experience, no training, and just the student background. She did this. She issued the visas, gave equivocal answers to the 9/11 commission, and has since gotten promotions and is still working for the State Department.
Wow. And we know Muhammad Atta and others were able to go to some other training camps in other part of the world and come back through Saudi Arabia and then into the U.S.
That's what I've seen. You know, these guys moved all around. They gotten visas from the U.S. And if you get a visa from an American consulate or an embassy and you go to another country, they're very quick to issue you a visa because, look, the Americans had investigated them. They have better resources than we do. In addition, they went and they came back. And it removes bars to their travel.
Amazing. Stay there, because this ties into everything we see happening now. The book, Visas for Al-Qaeda, J. Michael Springman. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
In the third hour, we're going to have open phones and hit the economic news, the TSA news, the Russia news, the Mexico news, more on our investigation down on the Texas-Mexico border with Joe Biggs and others. I'm going to play some of the congressional hearings where they're like, we've got to ban bloggers. They're like ISIS. And that ties into this new memo put out to the armed services. We were leaked it through the Coast Guard. It's got phone numbers and emails, folks. It's confirmed saying they're preparing for veterans to attack on April 19th and that we're the biggest terrorists. So talk about using 9/11 to set up a police state and then focus it on domestic legal constitutional organizations. It's pretty amazing to see this transformation. We're going to get Mr. Springman's take on that, the NSA, and so much more. As a lawyer and as a former diplomat, what he thinks of the transformation of FOIA requests. People say, I don't care about FOIA. Well, most FOIA requests now go unanswered, even though it's federal law. the government operates in secret to, quote, keep us safe, but then won't release any information. That is a recipe for total enslavement. We're going to talk about it in a moment. We're running a bunch of specials right now, so folks can introduce the amazing vitamins and minerals, nutraceutical supplements that we've developed. Our mission in InfoWars Life at InfoWarsLife.com is to bring you the missing link products, the stuff that's hiding in plain view that really has the biggest effect you can imagine for the lowest price. You take Super Male Vitality, Super Female Sold Out. It's got a whole bunch of compounds known to just boost your body's metabolic rate and make you healthier and happier. I mean, that's what it's done for me. It's available for with free shipping by itself or with Oxy Powder that flushes out your intestines and the Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, the good halogen. You can watch the informational videos, read the documents, see all the information at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. I gained 99 pounds. I've lost 60-plus pounds. It's been a journey the last few years. This has helped supercharge and accelerate that. Silver Bullet. You can never have enough colloidal silver around for topical ingestion, whatever the case is. Silver's been known for its antibacterial, antimicrobial effects for hundreds of years. You can read about it, consult your physician, but it's certainly something that even mainline, you go to CVS now, they're selling stuff similar. The difference is ours is 30 parts per million. You can have it higher, you can have it lower. From the scientists I've talked to and most of the experts, they say 30 parts per million is what you want. Yes, you can get it smaller, then it starts getting more toxic. And look, any antibiotic is toxic, so consult your physician, check into it for yourself, but it's amazing. We get it manufactured by the top manufacturer, organic manufacturer in the country. They are the folks who supply Whole Foods with their private label. They sell it for $25 to $30. We've been discounting it for $19.95 for a limited time, $14.95, 2-ounce bottle of high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. You are not going to find a better deal. Again, the same stuff, $29.95. That's 50% off two bottles of that, and it gets more insane. A free bottle of the chelating fluoride shield that has the iodine and four other known detoxing natural compounds that pull out heavy metals and things. But I'll warn you, with fluoride shield and X2 and stuff, I went through big detox 15 days in, and that's what Dr. Group said would happen. So it's not a joke. Consult your physician. This is real stuff hiding in plain view. It's nothing magical about it. If you don't have vitamin C, you'll get scurvy and your teeth will fall out and you'll die. Your heart valves will explode. Your collagen will disintegrate. But it's the same thing. If you don't have iodine, if you don't have vitamin B12 of the organic type, I mean, you'll die. And a lot of folks are deficient. Or they're taking synthetic vitamins. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We've got free shipping on all of those items that I just mentioned and 50% off colloidal silver. That's only running while supplies last. We got another shipment coming in, it looks like, in about a month. We go through a big deal to get this manufactured. It's so dangerous in the laboratory with electricity, the way they make it. I mean, it's a big deal to get it down to 30 parts per million and to have it from high-quality silver. InfoWarsLife.com. We have the new Child Ease in, just the classic known top company formula, souped up and price lowered, private label by us. Doesn't drug your kid or make them go to sleep. It's just got known herbs that calm them and focus them. That's available at InfoWarsLife.com in a 4-ounce bottle or 888-253-3139. And please support our local M&FM affiliates as well. We have high-quality water filters, books, T-shirts, films, just all the best high-quality stuff. In fact, this is the type of book, we haven't done it yet, that we're going to reach out to Springman and buy a few hundred copies of to add to our bookstore. Visas for Al-Qaeda, CIA handouts that rock the world, and that ties into this story in the New York Post just a few days ago, how the FBI is whitewashing the Saudi connection to 9/11, what we told you 14 years ago, what he told you 14 years ago. And he joins us now. Again, the book is something everybody should get. You should support people that are telling the truth. You should give this to skeptics and friends and family and others or donate it to the library. That's how you win an information war. Let's speak some about the book. You've agreed to take phone calls. I'll give the number out for specific 9/11 questions or visa questions or four-year questions. This is a very important issue. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 with specific questions or brief comments for our guests. But I want to finish up talking about the book. You're a smart guy. I want to get your take on the NSA, on the way America's changed, on where the world's going in general, and how do we turn this around. So, Mr. Springman, tell us more about the book itself.
Well, the book starts out essentially talking about my experience in the State Department and the problems I had getting in and the problems I had once I was in. We've mentioned this a little bit earlier about my issues with Jeddah. I went on from Jeddah to Stuttgart in Germany, where I had been there some years before. And it turned out that the two of the three consuls general that were there worked for the Central Intelligence Agency. In fact, I was told by the legal advisor's office at the State Department not to link Day Mount, it's D-A-Y, like the day of the week, Mount, and Doug Jones to any of the American intelligence services. These were guys that blocked me from what I was doing, created difficulties for me in the office. And it was just absolutely amazing. They refused to do anything at all about following what was going on in Germany with the younger generation. They clung to the old guard, the people who were in their 70s and 80s and above, who had lived through the war and the end of the war, and just loved America and couldn't or wouldn't see any good in talking to anybody else who might have had a different opinion about the United States, who might have had a different opinion to where Germany was going. But it was a rocky ride there for 2 years as well. So I went on from there and then pointed out some of the problems these people created and how they violated the law and regulation.
So bottom line, they were letting Al-Qaeda, Saudi Arabian secret armies have U.S. visas that basically get them in any country in the world so they could carry out their nasty operations, narcotics trafficking, murder, terrorist attacks, you name it.
Oh, not in Stuttgart, but in Jeddah, this is what they were doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to continue with a book that walks through how all this works in fine detail. It's so important. But go back, because you got cut off on the break. Talk about the KLA, because that's come out since you talked about it, that so much of the 9/11 funding came out of there, Albania, all of that, the Clintons. I mean, this is bipartisan. This is how they fund this stuff.
Yeah, it was run very much like they ran Iran-Contra. They were slipping money in secret to people. They were giving training in secret to people. They had intelligence given them. Clinton didn't have a clue about foreign affairs, and he went along with these people. They wanted to do to Yugoslavia what they had done to Afghanistan and create a cadre of essentially terrorists, a wrecking crew, if you will, that would go from country to country. And by God, they've done it. They started in Afghanistan. They went to Yugoslavia. They had drug money running the place. They had they even worked with the Iranians to fly plane loads of weapons and supplies in. The German delegate to the peace talks and to the mediation conferences they had, he was a fellow from their external intelligence service, the Bundesnachrichtendienst. So it was a really nasty operation all the way through, and it wasn't quite as well concealed as they've done in it since then. They were still learning, I guess. They took one guy, a Norwegian helicopter pilot, a captain, Ivan Moldestad, to a hotel balcony and threatened to throw him off because he was asking questions about unmarked aircraft with fighter escorts flying into airfields in Yugoslavia. And he wanted to know where they were coming from, and he contacted the NATO Aviation Center in Vicenza, Italy. And nobody wanted to talk about this.
Man, I mean, it just sounds like a giant mafia worldwide is using radical jihadis to destabilize countries. And sometimes they overthrow the country and put them in charge, or they remove them, and then they come in and make massive, you know, amounts of money off of the response. It just sounds like something Spectre would do out of a James Bond movie.
Yeah, it's almost too fantastic to believe. You've got Yugoslavia broken up into small, ineffective statelets. They've been trying for years to break Iraq into three pieces. They haven't quite succeeded, but the Kurdish North, through the Israeli influence and American efforts, is almost a separate country. And they're trying to split the Shia South from the Sunni center. as well. They haven't quite done it, but they've in fact wrecked everything in the country where you have the electricity for only a few hours a day. Nobody has any education anymore. It was one of the shining lights of the Middle East with a great literacy rate. Women were had equal rights with men. People were educated. The language of instruction for doctors, medical doctors, was English. And Yugoslavia is Iraq is a failed state. They moved the people into Libya and murdered Gaddafi. Libya under Gaddafi's rule, while he may not have been a wonderful philosopher, king, leader, but under his rule, Libya had one of the highest standards of living in all of Africa. They murdered him, shot the country up, destroyed the country, and you read in the paper every day that there's a new terrorist attack, there's a new government, and there is an attempt to secede from one part of the place or the other. And then they moved all the bad guys into Syria, and they've done pretty much the same thing there. Syria is essentially a non-state now. Damascus, the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world, is about the only thing that Bashar al-Assad really controls. And they destroyed most of the United Nations World Heritage Sites, and nobody seems to care. They just seem to think that, well, we need to get rid of Bashar al-Assad and then Syria will be so much better. But they ignore the fact that Bashar al-Assad has kept together a patchwork of religions and cultures and philosophies together. And while Syria might not have been a country with a fantastic standard of living and so forth.
Sure. I mean, compared to al-Qaeda, Assad is a philosopher king.
Yeah.
And expanding on that, Hillary said, I made a mistake in Libya, and they have these headlines saying, Libya now a failed state, hell on earth, thousands being killed a month, black Africans being targeted by jihadis, and they act like they screwed up. The plan was to destabilize it because Libya was uplifting all of Africa. It was creating an investment fund that actually was helping. So, I mean, you can say Gaddafi was a bad guy a long time ago, but he actually was starting to live more frugally and was giving almost all the money to the people. I'm not endorsing socialism, but he was actually doing it, and it was actually working in the public works he was putting in and the money he was giving to other countries. And now all of Africa is as you know, they admit, descending into hell, and al-Qaeda forces are spreading all over the continent. I mean, and then AFRICOM says, oh, now we can come in to deal with the threat.
Yeah. I was talking about that on RT a couple of weeks ago with a guy from Cairo University who was an expert on Africa. And he and I agreed that this Boko Haram business is just another version of al-Qaeda. It's another rebranding of the franchise of lunatics and crazies that allegedly espouse Islam. And it was we thought, both of us, that this is another way to destabilize that part of Africa because it was spreading beyond the original infection point to other countries nearby.
Simply amazing. The new book, Visas for Al-Qaeda. Where's the best place for people to find it? Amazon.com?
Thing in from Amazon.com. It's in Amazon in the U.S. and Amazon in Britain, France, and Germany as well.
People need to read this book and see the facts for themselves, especially now that all this is coming out. Say, see, we told you so.
They can also get it as an e-book as well.
Well, that's fantastic. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Georgia. Jeff, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thanks, Alex. Great to talk to you today. Great conversation, great guest. It would be great to have McAfee, him, Siebel Edmonds, Tosh Pumley all sitting at the same table and get some stories from that. Specifically, I called to ask his reaction when he saw this whole underwear bomber thing go down and the exposure by Kurt Haskell. Can't recall his name exactly, but the exposure of that and how the man was let on the plane and, again, signed off by CIA and allowed on board.
Well, basically, from what I understand, this underwear bomber somehow, he didn't really have the proper paperwork to get on the airplane. He didn't have a visa, I think.
That's right.
And he was shepherded through a security...
A sharp-dressed, well-spoken American man basically argued and ordered them to let him in. So knowing your background, who has enough power to order people to do that?
The United States government, TSA, the CIA, the State Department. We don't know. It was an Israeli company that was running the security at the airport. And it was, you know, so strange that, you know, somebody puts underwear, fills his underwear with explosives and then tries to set them off on the airplane. That's more along the lines of the shoe bomber, where the guy tried to set fire to the shoe in the cabin. That all it does is create an opportunity for creating fear, on creating tighter alleged security. Security theory, I think, is a better word for it. I think basically it's absolute nonsense.
And then that makes everyone a suspect when it's the shoes, it's the belt, it's the shampoo.
Or breast milk for women who are lactating.
No, that's who you got to watch. Can't trust anybody but the government and the big corporations that run it. Jeff, does that answer your question?
Yeah, and then just to tie in that, well, we do know what the, who benefited from that, and that was Chertoff. As soon as he leaves the government, he goes to work for the company that had the body scanners all lined up and ready to go.
No, that's right. That's what I understand.
I was just curious.
Simply amazing. Caller, we're going to jump. Thank you. Jerry, Gordon, Max, Stephen, and others, your phone calls are coming up. I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to J. Michael Springman, an insider view, visas for Al-Qaeda, CIA handouts that rock the world. It looks like they're building up again for major events.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it too! Yeah, I'm thirsty too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Groove for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We'll be right back.
Holder's gun ban targets veterans. I'm going to detail that article coming up. Military Bulletin labels Patriot groups militia. Domestic terrorists says they're about to attack on April 19th. That's what all these military drills are about. And then it's the right wing supporting the whole police state takeover. And meanwhile, they're being prepared to attack them. It's just hilarious. If it wasn't so sick. Also, they're saying it's sexist if you don't want a overweight girlfriend. And that it's a conspiracy of the male patriarchy that we don't want that in the news. Paul Watson breaks it down. I don't know. I'm not into really skinny women. I'm going to be honest. I like voluptuous. I mean, I think everybody has different tastes. Some people are into 400-pound women. I mean, this is how this works. You can be in what you can like what you want. I'm going to like what I like. And in Turkey, I hear they like big women, or at least they used to. That's fine. You can have them. It's just that we're allowed to have our own views and our own tastes, but that's coming up in the next hour. I want to do this segment in 5 more minutes with our guests. We can stay with us so we have enough time to take some of these calls. We have Mr. Springman, Visas for Al-Qaeda author, with us. Jerry in West Virginia, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Alex, and Mr. Springman. I just really am curious about the 28 pages that were unclassified and have yet to be released. I also lived in Saudi Arabia, and no one is aware of all the Americans and UKs that are locked up in the Saudi jails, that Aramco, Arabian America Oil Company, whom I worked for, doesn't do anything to help these American and Brits and other people that are there. And the stories can go on of the horrendous treatment of foreigners and expats living in Saudi Arabia.
But that's politically correct. I mean, they're allowed to because it's the right thing to do. Just like Mexico can torture our people, and that's okay. Do you have a question for Mr. Springman?
Yes, I want to know where the 28 pages are.
That's a great question. What do you make of all that and the people that have seen it and what they say, Mr. Springman?
Well, the thing of it is that the United States tends to overclassify a lot of things, but also at the same time, they will not let anything out that will make the government look bad, that will make a politician look bad, that will make a decision look bad. So I think the 28 pages are, A, either nothing, or B, it's a bombshell, and it shows the ties of the Saudis and maybe the Israelis and the American government officials to September 11th. And the only way to learn about it is to declassify the 28 pages.
Well, I've talked to Congressman Jones and others, and they say they've seen it. It's beyond that. It's stand down. It's that people were ordered to basically shut up and let it happen because they didn't want to, quote, embarrass Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, then I can see them holding the lid on and doing their damnedest to keep the truth from getting out.
What happens if it does come out that Saudi Arabia ran the attacks and that our own government stood down? That makes them complicit, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, indeed. And the United States is working with the Saudis to destabilize all the countries in the Middle East, most notably now in Yemen. It's the Saudis with American advice and assistance and intelligence from NSA spies in the sky to go and kill civilians in Yemen because they're the wrong brand of Islam and because the Saudis want complete control of the Arabian Peninsula.
That's right. It's about Saudi Arabia setting up a globalist empire, and they're the muscle. Unbelievable. Jerry, great question. Thank you. One more call before we go to break. Max in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Greetings, Alex. When Smitty was talking with you the other day supporting the Hillary corpocracy, he said that under Clinton we had 8 years of peace and whatever. As a Serbian-American libertarian, I wonder if Hillary gets installed, if I will get JDAM, drone, or DU. What do you guys think?
Well, yeah, let's talk about that when we come back. If Mr. Springman can do 5 more minutes, can you do 5 more, sir?
Sure.
All right, we're going to go break 70 seconds, come back, and talk about that. I mean, look, both parties are a bunch of warmongers. I mean, one thing, we're fighting a war to defend somebody. We're fighting wars to destabilize. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.